Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Lab Trap. CAU. If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit a client of Tracing University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit a client of Tracing University.
Klein Attraction University, $250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit up Klein Attraction University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Klein Attraction University.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D, ad, playbook.com.
Hey, what's up, my friends? Dr. Marquand Russell, the King of Client Attraction. Welcome to this brand new episode of School of Client Attraction. And in today's episode, a lot of people are talking about a recession and financial crisis and all these different things. So today we're going to dive into how we was able to double our revenue during the last financial crisis that they said we had, and actually how you can prepare yourself or how you can do the same exact thing. So let's go ahead and jump into the episode. I did a live stream, so you're going to get the full recording so I can walk you through this step by step by step. Let's get to it.
So let's get to it, y'all. Number one, first step. Because, like, how many of y'all have been hearing a lot of people talking about a looming recession is coming, that type of thing? More and more people are talking about it, right? So with that being said, the first thing you have to do is protect your consciousness. You got to protect your consciousness. What do I mean by protect your consciousness? So when COVID first happened, that's when things kind of went crazy. So prior to that year, so I guess that would have been 2020. Prior to that year, our whole plan for that year was built around events. So we was doing 2 events per quarter. And that our whole business plan that year was built around doing 2 events per quarter, right? So when we did that, COVID happened. So we had one of our strategic planning calls. So every month we have these strategic planning calls with our team, with our leadership team. And during that call, my operations director, she was like, what are we planning to do differently? Because of COVID and all this different type of stuff is happening, right? And I was like, well, we're not going to do anything different. We're going to stick to our plan. Now, obviously, we end up having to shift our live events to doing them virtual because we had to. However, we just didn't throw in the whole towel like a lot of people did. Why? For a couple of reasons. So number one, why it's so important to protect your consciousness is because you got to be very careful of who you're listening to and the words you're listening to, right? So if you're plugged into people, so let's just say, for example, the people you follow on Instagram or the people who email list you're on, that type of thing, right? Podcast you listen to. If they're always talking about a recession, if they're always talking about this coming financial crisis, I personally recommend that you stop following them. Especially if they're not talking about it in context of how do you excel during this time, right? Because during the COVID crisis, while there were massive challenges, there were also massive opportunities. And a lot of people missed out on the opportunities because they were so focused on the challenges. So you got to be very cautious of your consciousness. So if individuals aren't speaking from a standpoint of empowerment and how do you excel, I discontinue following them. Me personally, right? Because here's the facts. Participation in a recession is optional. Participation in a recession is optional. You don't have to. You get to choose if you want to participate, right? You get to choose. So number one, you got to protect your consciousness. Protect your consciousness. Number two, understand the law of polarity. So what do I mean by understanding the law of polarity? Well, here's the deal, y'all. We literally live in a world that's based in polarity. So what do I mean? Well, for everything, there's a polar opposite. So for example, good, there's bad. There's hot and there's cold. Dark, there's light. So it's always a polarity, right? So no matter what's going on, there's always the complete opposite of that, right? So what you focus on during those times is really what's going to make the difference. So you got to ask yourself, what are you focused on during these times? So some people are doing extremely well, but also some extremely negative things are going on in their life as well. But whatever they're focusing on, the thing that they're focusing on is the thing that's actually multiplying. So that's why I just said in the last one, when there's massive challenges, there's also massive opportunity. So what are you focusing on during those specific times? It's just about when this happens, who are you plugging into? Right? Now, this is a big one. Double down on serving your clients. Double down on serving your clients. I don't know what you all do. I know everybody here does something different. But I recommend double down on serving. And I'm teaching you all this from a standpoint of for what you can do step by step by step. Because you don't really care about what we did. You can care more so about how you can do it. So I'm sharing with you what you can do, but this is based on what we did. So double down on serving your clients. How can you serve your clients at an even higher level? Especially when you know they're dealing in this same environment and they're hearing all of the same stuff, but you know they still got their specific goals in mind, their specific outcomes in mind. They still got the same challenges or they got other challenges, right? So how do you double down and serve your clients at a higher level? So ask yourself that. If you're taking notes right now, which I hope you are, ask yourself, how can we serve our clients at a higher level? This doesn't necessarily mean giving them more, because a lot of times more isn't the answer. A lot of times it may be simple as, all right, how can we simplify what we're doing? What we're doing with our clients, how can we simplify this? How can we streamline this? How can we help them get to where they're looking to go even faster? What can we remove? What complexity can we remove? So let's say, for example, let's say you teach a program, course style, modularized, plus your group coaching and all that. If you audit your program, so for example, we just recently did it. We went through and like audit some stuff in our program to make it even better and make it more streamlined to actually help our clients get results even faster, right? So look at your process and what you're walking people through, and how can you streamline it even more, right? What can you remove? Can something be updated? Can something be taken away? Is some of the stuff that you're teaching, is it absolutely necessary? Or is it just overkill and it's just taking up more time and doing more harm than good? And you can just remove it to help them get to where they want to be even faster. Or what's another touch point that you can add? So are you seeing that there's a breakdown with your clients in some particular part of your process? And then what's another touch point that you can add? Like some more personal touch that you can add to ensure that your clients don't fall through the cracks when it comes to this specific thing. What about where can you remove creative burden? Right. So when we work with clients, a lot of the stuff that we give them is already like templatized. So, for example, we know that a lot of individuals struggle with technology and like integrating the technology and all that different type of stuff. So we've eliminated that for our clients. So we also know that a lot of people have struggles when it comes to like creating messaging, creating compelling landing page headlines that people are going to opt in for, writing emails. What to say when they get on the phone with people to sell them into their programs. We know people have challenges with stuff like that. So what do we did? We templatized all of it. So now we can just install it into their business. So they don't got to like figure out. They don't got to figure, okay, what do I say in this particular scenario? What do I put on this page? What do I say in this video? What do I do in this particular thing? What do I say in this email? How often should I send out the emails? What if they don't open the email? We've eliminated all of that stuff. So now that eliminates creative burden. that now they can implement faster and now they can get results faster. Because what we know is that people are going to be hearing the whispers of this quote unquote financial crisis, and they may not be inoculated mentally enough to withstand. So they're going to believe some of this stuff. So people are going to be spending their money a little bit differently. Are they still going to be spending it? 100%. But they're going to be spending it with individuals who understand these three things that we talked about so far. And they're going to spend it with people who's going to take care of them and they value the financial exchange. So show them, how can you stack the value? And again, this doesn't mean more. Sometimes more is less. That's number three. Now, let me just hit on this. This is a bonus. So when I say more is less, this also means for you as well. What are you doing every day? What is your focus every day? So some of you all can't really get the traction that you want because you do too much. You're trying to launch an application funnel to get more calls. You're trying to do a challenge. You're trying to do events. You're trying to write a book. You're trying to get on more stages. You're trying to be on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all these different things. And it's only you. You don't have a team, but you're trying to do all this different stuff because you think it's about doing more, when in reality, it's about doing less. It's not about doing more, right? So I will audit, if I was you, I will audit all the stuff that you're doing right now, right? Because it's about 80 to 90% of what you're doing, for those of you who are doing a lot, 80 to 90% of what you're doing is really generating the bulk of the revenue. I mean to say, I apologize. 10 to 20% of what you're doing is generating 80 to 90% of the revenue. So you got to audit what you're doing to get clear on what that is. Because this ain't about grinding. This ain't about grinding, working hard, all this different type of stuff. This is about zooming out, auditing what you're doing, and then doubling down on that 10 to 20%. And not doing more. This ain't about doing more. This ain't about doing more. This ain't about working more hours. This ain't about that. Number four is buy up market share. I put Warren Buffett rule. Warren Buffett has this quote where he says, when people are scared, when people are greedy, be scary or be fearful. He said, when people are greedy, be fearful. When people are fearful, be greedy. What do I mean? What does this mean in this particular respect? This is the opportunity to buy up market share. So if you do ads right now, this is the opportunity to be spending more on ads. Because a lot of people are going to be pulling back on their ad spend. So when people are pulling back on their ad spend, this is when you lean in on your ad spend. Right? This is where you lean in because people are going to be afraid. They're going to be like, oh, they're saying the recession is, I need to hold my money, I need to hold my money, I need to hold my money. But that's when you lean in, because when people are pulling back off of the ad platform, that's going to drive the ad costs down. And now while you're there, when the ad cost is going down, you can get 2 to 3 to 4 times as much as you normally would have got when everybody was on the platform being greedy. But now since they're being fearful, you can lean in and grab more of the market share. So now once things recorrect or whatever, now you position yourself in those particular opportunities. So you buy up market share. So one way to buy up market share is with ads, spending more on ads. Another way to buy up market share is creating content, being more visible to your audience, to your ideal clients. So creating content. Another way to buy up market share is emailing that list that you have, or start building that email list and then emailing and communicating with that list. Buying up market share. Okay. So number five, the fifth thing that we did to double our revenue during the last financial crisis was hire coaches. Hire coaches for speed. Because typically these quote unquote financial crises, it's a window. How big the window is varies, right? But like even with COVID, even everything that was going on with the pandemic, it was a window, right? Now things are normalizing, whatever that means, right? But in that window, it's like, how do we capitalize on this window? Well, we know this is it's a relatively small window. How do we get in and take advantage of it fast? You by hiring coaches for speed. This ain't the time to be trying to figure stuff out on your own. Your time is too valuable to be trying to figure it out on your own. You got to lean in and capitalize. Is it making sense? All right. So that is that. If y'all like enjoy these calls and y'all enjoy our stuff online and y'all see how and y'all are interested in adding an extra 5 to 6 figures to your monthly revenue and you want a step-by-step game plan of exactly how to do it and ensure your business is recession, pandemic-proof and all that good stuff. And so not only can you hit your revenue goals, you can attract the clients you want. You can work less. You can impact more people, all that good stuff. If that's something you're interested in and you like our guidance to walk you through step by step, that step, exactly how to do it, the same way we've helped our clients do over $1 billion in revenue. If that's something that's of interest to you, it's real simple. Just, or if you're on Facebook, just comment CAU. Just put CAU in the comment section. If you're on Facebook, just CAU. Or if you're on Instagram, send me a direct message. In that direct message, just put CAU, real simple. We'll reply back. We'll get your call scheduled. Pretty straightforward, right? No pressure, none of that. It's not even a sales call. The first call would be basically helping you map out a game plan of exactly some opportunities to actually help you. Okay, where are you missing and leaving some money on the table that you can actually exploit and start implementing right away? And if you decide, hey, I want y'all to help me implement it, then we'll schedule something else to actually help you do that. But, you know, either way, it's totally cool. If that's something you're interested in, Facebook, comment CAU, just put CAU in the comment section. Or if you're on Instagram, just send me a direct message. And of course, in that direct message, just put CAU. So that's all I have, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.